A strong cold front will move in from west to east this afternoon, bringing with it a band of organized rainfall, heavy at times, gusty wind as well. Might even see a few thunderstorms embedded within this line. Cold air will rapidly build in behind the front. This will have temperatures falling this afternoon. The secondary consequence of this cold front will be rapidly strengthening high pressure behind the front, coupled with our exiting low pressure, leading to a very strong pressure gradient. This will allow for the development of potentially damaging wind this afternoon and evening through the early part of the overnight. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning, as wind gusts today could at their peak reach 60 to 65 miles per hour. Travel could be difficult on north-south oriented highways with that gusty wind out of the west. Tree damage is also possible, especially in highly saturated soils, and power outages would not be surprising this afternoon and evening. As high pressure builds in from the west, we can expect sunshine from start to finish on Thursday, but it will be a cold day, feeling more like winter. We'll start the day in the single digits, teens and 20s, and not warming up a whole lot either. Highs will be about 15 degrees below average, and northwesterly wind may even touch off a few lake effect snow showers. Accumulations, though, aren't really expected. Wind will also be brisk, with wind chill values making it feel like the 20s and 30s. Another storm system will move in Friday. This will bring with it another round of moisture, some organized rain and snow. Snowfall accumulations look to be minor, but are possible, especially north of the Capital District. Behind another cold front Friday, we will settle into another colder-than-average couple of days for the upcoming weekend. Showers will try and hang on for early Saturday morning, but we will dry out toward the afternoon. Another wet storm system looks to impact the Mid-Atlantic, but is shaping up to be a near miss for us. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain continues this afternoon, heavy at times, ending between 1 and 3 p.m. However, as cold air spills in, a few snow showers are possible across the Adirondacks. Temperatures today will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s, but plummet into the 20s and 30s by sunset. Wind is also a huge concern, as it will shift out of the south, becoming westerly by this afternoon, 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the single digits to teens. Wind will be between 20 and 25 miles per hour, gusting closer to 45 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, an organized line of rain moves through early this afternoon, clearing the region entirely by 4 p.m. Some thunderstorms will be possible, too. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s initially, but fall to the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind will be a big deal out of the south, becoming west this afternoon, 15 to 25. Gusts, however, reaching 40 to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens to lower 20s. Expect a westerly wind 10 to 20, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, an organized line of rain will move through early this afternoon, clearing the region entirely by 4 p.m. A couple thunderstorms possible as well. As cold air spills in, a couple of snow showers will be possible across the southern Adirondacks. Temperatures will initially be in the upper 50s to lower 60s, but fall into the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind will be a huge concern, as it will be out of the south, becoming west by this afternoon, around 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be chilly, falling into the upper teens and lower 20s. Expect a westerly wind 15 to 25, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, an organized line of rain showers moves through early this afternoon, clearing the region by about 5 o'clock. We could even hear a rumble of thunder or two. Temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s will plummet into the 30s and 40s by sunset tonight. Wind will also be a big deal for you folks out of the south, becoming west this afternoon around 20 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts even higher, 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens and lower 20s. Expect a westerly breeze 15 to 20, gusting upwards to 35 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, an organized line of Rain will move through early this afternoon, clearing the region entirely by 4. A few thunderstorms may be embedded within this line. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s to lower 60s to start the afternoon, but quickly fall into the 30s and 40s by sunset. Wind will be a huge concern as well, out of the south, becoming west by this afternoon, around 20 to 25 miles per hour. Wind gusts, however, could reach 50 to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will start to clear, but lows will be cold, falling into the upper teens and lower 20s. Expect a westerly wind between 15 and 25. We could still feel wind gusts close to 45 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow will start the day and end the day with sunshine, but temperatures will be colder again, only climbing into the upper 30s at best. Friday will feature more rain and even some snow mixing in. High temperatures will be in the low 40s. For the weekend, will be colder and drier, but temperatures won't warm a whole lot. We're stuck in the lower 40s. As we look ahead to early next work week, continue to expect colder than average conditions. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.